club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. MG.
Yes, my friend.
Today is the beginning of what is about to be a very, very big 3 days on this show.
Well, the past 2 days on the Rush Hour have been massive, but the next three are going to be, in one word, epic.
Epic, huge, enormous, whatever you want to call it. Tonight, Indigenous All-Stars Tyrone Peachy will join us,
and
Aussie basketball legend Shane the Hammer Heel. He's also on the show.
Lots to talk about after Paddy Mills' little column today.
Yeah, we'll get to that with Hammer just after 6:30. Tomorrow, we've got former Wallaby and all-round good guy Drew Mitchell on the show.
Oh, he's a champion.
The man we still wish was padding up at number three for the Australian Test side, Ricky Ponting.
The punter.
And then on Friday, we've got the West Tigers' new skipper, Moses Mbai, and the man who gets the best seat in the house every time Winx races, Hugh Bowman, on the show.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
So pace yourself. Get ready.
Yep.
But tonight, we need to start with the fact that we're a month out from the NRL season kicking off, MG.
Yes.
And the Integrity Unit at the NRL headquarters must be absolutely knackered because they've got some huge decisions still to make.
They have, and it's been an ongoing saga since about December last year that they've been, their heads must have been spinning, Liam.
Well, up next, what punishment, if any, should Dylan Napa get? Do the West Tigers deserve a reduced punishment for their alleged salary cap breaches? How bad are the alleged salary cap breaches at the Cronulla Sharks? Brent Reid from the Australian and Triple M NRL will join us next to answer all those questions. I hope he's got an answer for all of them, actually.
Oh, he will.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Tyrone Peachy, the Peach.
Yeah.
He's set to join us in 10 minutes' time ahead of Friday night's All-Star game down in Melbourne. I wonder how he's dealing with the cold down there.
Yeah, it's frosty coming from the Gold Coast, or actually coming from Penrith and going to the Gold Coast, and now in Melbourne where it's about 16 degrees, he'll be feeling it.
Absolutely. We'll find out how he's settling in with the Titans as well. But first, we need to talk about the NRL Integrity Unit. The Jack DeBellin case is ongoing, and there's a raft of other issues that would be piling up on the desks of the employees at the NRL, you'd imagine. And to do that, we bring in this man.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reid from the Australian and Triple M NRL. Good afternoon, Reedy.
Hello, gents.
Now, Reedy, we'll start with the Jack DeBellin case. We spoke about it on yesterday's show. He has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of aggravated sexual assault in company for an incident in Wollongong from December last year. His hearing has been adjourned till April 17th, which means there's a month of football between that hearing date and the start of the season. And the discussion we had yesterday on the show was should he be allowed to play before this court case is heard. You wrote a piece in The Australian today defending Jack DeBellin's right to play until this case has been sorted. An NRL spokesperson has made the statement that the player has entered a not guilty plea and therefore is entitled to the presumption of innocence. But do they need to say more?
No, it's a difficult one for them, isn't it, Liam? Because, you know, it's such a polarising situation and really no one wins out of it. And I can understand why the NRL's keeping their comments to a minimum because, as I said, people have got really strong opinions about it. It's a really emotive issue. And, you know, I took the view that I think he should be allowed to play while he had his day in court. I mean, I spoke to someone yesterday who said this could take a year, 2 years to play out. Are we saying, you know, I don't think it's fair that we should say to a bloke, you've got to wait until this is done, if it means taking 1 or 2 years out of his career, potentially. And if people talk about senior executives being stood down, I mean, my sports editor wrote a column today. There's a difference there for me. A senior executive or someone in regular employment, they've got a 40-year career. Footballers have got 8, 10 years.
And if they're lucky.
If they're lucky. And we're saying to a guy, you've got to sit out for a year or 2 years while this happens. You might be not guilty at the end of it. That's a quarter of his career. So, I mean, I just think, let the case play out. There's a presumption of innocence there. We forget it so often with sportsmen. And at the end of it, if he's found guilty, footy will be the last thing he's wanted. He's going to the big house.
Yeah,
he won't play footy anywhere.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we said yesterday. You know, these are extremely serious allegations on the highest of scales, but at the moment he's pleaded not guilty, so as you say, he's got to have the presumption of innocence.
Well, if we leave the Jack DeBellin situation to one side for the moment, there is a raft of other issues in front of the NRL Integrity Unit at the moment.
A raft, it's a Titanic.
But there's player issues, and we are a month out from the season starting, MG. Sorry, Reedy. Surely these player-specific issues, punishments need, if they are going to be punished, they need to be handed out before the season starts, or they need to be told there is no punishment.
Yeah, look, I think it'll all happen in the next couple of weeks, to be honest. You know, and beyond the players, you've got the Cronulla salary cap situation, you've got the West Tigers. I think the West Tigers will know before the end of this month. I think Cronulla might happen next week, and I think that could be... If I'm a Sharks fan, I'm really nervous right now because all the whispers at the moment are that the Sharks, it's going to be really, really tough on them because it doesn't sound like it's a pretty picture out there in terms of that salary cap investigation.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got Dylan Walker, I think, in court in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of issues, a lot of outstanding issues. But I reckon the next couple... And Dylan Napa, of course. I reckon the next couple of weeks it'll all play out. And hopefully it gets all resolved because the NRL needs it to be off the agenda. I mean, it's just tearing the game apart at the moment.
MG, my concern is that we are, and Reedy says, you know, next, all sorted in the next couple of weeks, but we are a little over a month out from the season starting. We are a couple of weeks off the NRL season launch. If these things aren't sorted, the launch won't matter. I don't care what slogan you put on this season or what the advert looks like, it won't matter because you've got these massive thunder clouds hanging over the code.
Yeah, we have, but we've got the product called Rugby League that we were all hanging out for, and Friday night, thank God, it can't come quick enough. And once the season starts, it's not going to be the first year we've got things going on in the background while Rugby League's being played. Thank God for our code that the actual product on the field usually overrides any kind of drama that's going off the field. And look, we've witnessed something we'll never witness ever again. Last year we saw the merry-go-round of coaches that we'll never see again. Let's hope we never see anything like what we've just seen in this off-season as far as misdemeanors go.
This won't drag into the season. The NRL won't let this stuff drag into the season. It'll get resolved before then. You know, hopefully we get some clear air leading into that round one because the NRL desperately needs it.
Well, and as soon as the season kicks off, it means we get to see and read more of this man, Brent Reed, from the Australian and part of the Triple M NRL team for 2019. Reedy, thank you as always. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, boys.
MG, the season kind of gets underway this Friday night.
Unofficially, yes.
The All-Stars game happening down in Melbourne. Tyrone Peachy from the Indigenous All-Stars will join us next on the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. MG, before the show finishes tonight, I want to ask you a question about the West Tigers' spine.
Okay.
Because we know there's places up for grabs. Josh Reynolds has declared he wants the number 6.
Yes, he has.
I want to get your thoughts on that before the end of the show. But this Friday night in Melbourne, Amy Park, the All-Star game is back, MG.
Love it, love it, love it. The Indigenous boys taking on the Maoris. And I tell you what, when you look down the both teams' sheets of players, it's star-studded.
It's exciting.
It's absolutely star-studded.
One of those stars joins us on the line now, all the way from Melbourne, where he is preparing for the game this Friday night. Tyrone Peachy from the Indigenous All-Stars. Tyrone, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, guys.
Mate, first of all, congratulations on your selection in the team. And I suppose the next question we ask you is, how's the camp?
Thank you, and that means a lot to me and to all the Indigenous people. So it's been a great week and can't wait to play.
How's the weather treating you, though? Because obviously with the Titans now up on the sunny Gold Coast, a little bit chilly down there in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's freezing. I don't even have any jumpers or trackies in that anymore. I chuck it all out. So I come up here and I'm in 40s and singlets, but it's freezing.
Well, it was 41 in the roof yesterday, mate. You don't miss that.
Oh, yeah, nah. That's too hot.
The war cry is a special moment for the Indigenous boys, and G.I. I hear he's passed the baton on to Latrell.
Yeah, the big fella's put his name up to stand in the middle, and I think he's the perfect player for it. He's one of the young he's not up and coming, he's already there. So everyone looks up to him, and it means a lot to all the young Aboriginal kids out there. So, yeah, can't wait.
Big off-season move for you, Peach, moving from the Panthers to the Gold Coast Titans. How has the pre-season been for you up there with a new club?
Nah, it's been great. As soon as I got up there, everyone was welcoming, and I went to training early, and yeah, really, really tried to rip in this preseason because I want to do something special with the Titans. So hopefully, we do.
Well, you realised a childhood dream last year by making the Origin side, and saw some early photos of you at training up at the Titans, and you're looking very, very fit. Besides, I suppose, the lifestyle, what's the biggest difference you found between Penrith and the Gold Coast?
Obviously, being back on the beaches is pretty good. Yeah, and that Penrith Heat. So club-wise, Penrith was established and they're in a really good spot at the moment. And I think going to the Gold Coast, we're trying to do that up there. We've had a lot of new players come to the club in Tyron Roberts and Brian Kelly and Shannon Boyd. So hopefully we're moving in the right direction and hopefully trying to get the Titans to the finals.
Yeah, another season's under 30 days now from us, Peach, and you know, this is the time of year where I think the players have put their pre-season aches and pains behind them. They can actually smell the denker rub in the dressing rooms. They know playing's just around the corner. How excited are you about the season of 2019?
Yeah, very excited. I'm just trying to keep this momentum going from last year. Hopefully play good footy and put my name up for that Origin again and playing finals footy at the end of the year.
Oh, we know how much Brad Fittler is a huge fan of the way you go about your footy. So
was his words? He loves the peach.
Loves the peach. Freddie, obviously you were that utility that Freddie absolutely loved having in his side last year. Where, with the talent that the Gold Coast Titans have, you know, AJ Brimson, Tyron Roberts, you mentioned, has just come back to the club, Ash Taylor, where do you see yourself fitting into that side? What position?
All pre-season I've been training at centre, and Ash Taylor hurt himself the other week, so I've been training a little bit at 5'8". As long as we're winning games, it doesn't really matter. I'll play anywhere, but I'll just do the best for the team, and hopefully that's in the centres.
Well, you truly can play anywhere, Peach. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Rush Hour with MG, and we cannot wait to watch this game Friday night, MG. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
It's mouthwatering. It's kind of, the season is basically kicking off on Friday night, and before I let you go, Peach, your golf game, is that improved up on the Gold Coast? Where are you playing at? And I saw Rowdy Newell today, Rod Newell, and I told him I was talking to you tonight, and he said, g'day.
Oh, Roddy, yeah, I've been playing a fair bit. Need to hit Rod up. He needs to send me some of them balls at the Pro V ones. That's sweet. You're like the ambassador there, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am, mate. You took my job.
Bloody hell.
I'll send you some balls, brother.
Look at you, Mod, just sticking together and sorting yourself out with the sponsors. Well done. Tyron Peachy, best of luck Friday night. Thanks for your time.
Go on, you Peach.
Thank you.
He's going to be an exciting player to watch this Friday night. MJ, they're all going to be exciting this Friday night.
I think that's going to be akin to the NBA All-Star game. They're going to throw the ball around.
Is anyone going to make a tackle?
They'll make tackles, yeah. It'll be willing in the first 15 minutes, but then they'll let the ball do the talking.
Fair enough. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, English skipper Joe Root has taken a stand, MG, in a big way, and I want to get your take on it as a man who's been involved in sport at the highest level.
It'd be my pleasure.
The wide world of sport is now right under your nose. Get all the goss and the latest news here. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And an update on the Western train line. There's a grass fire near Blacktown, MG. So if that is your normal route home, you can expect some delays on the Western line near Blacktown. They are allowing trains to proceed through Blacktown. However, they will expect some delays. We don't just do sport. We do traffic updates.
We do.
MG.
All stations are cow in.
We are going to be joined by Shane the Hammer Heel very, very shortly. But over the last couple of days, yes. Joe Root, the skipper of the English test side, the third test was being played against the West Indies in St. Lucia.
Yes.
And Joe Root has responded to an alleged homophobic slur made by West Indian fast bowler Shannon Gabriel.
Yes.
In a sense, the audio is difficult to hear, but in a sense, Joe Root has told Shannon Gabriel not to use the word gay as a derogatory slur or a sledge on the field.
Yeah, well done. Bravo, Joe Root. I will say, but people with heart rates of 180 or 190, they do say things in the heat of the battle that they wouldn't mean to say ordinarily. Mm. I'm not condoning any sort of vilification, but in some scene sports, some things are said in the heat of the battle. I'm not proud of some of the stuff I might have said in my career on the field. Mm. Some of the things leveled back at me would make the hardest man blush as well.
Mm.
This is what happens, though, when we have microphones on the sporting field.
Mm.
I'm sure the West Indian fast bowler would have been aghast when the words come out of his mouth.
Mm.
Joe Root handled it beautifully, put him right back in his box. But I do know that some things that I said in my career, some things that people said to me, after the game, you'd shake each other's hand and go, oh, geez, what about us today? Yeah. We, you know, we're embarrassing. And, and then you walk off and have a beer. These days, it's even more scrutiny on sports, men and women, because usually the referee's mic'd up. Usually the boom mics are so close that they're almost touching the players. And and in cricket, the stumps are, we saw that with the recent Test match series between India and Australia, the back
Tim
and forth.
Tim Payne and Virat Kohli.
Yeah, sometimes we love it, but sometimes we're going to hear things we don't want to hear.
It is a double-edged sword, the microphones on the field, MG. But look, as you said, we applaud Joe Root for having he had the peace of mind in that scenario when the heart rates and the tempers were flaring to still take a stand, and we applaud him for that. Up next, MG, Patty Mills. Aussie basketball star for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA.
Don't tell me he's got controversial on us, has he?
He has suggested that Ben Simmons, the man you think is Australia's greatest ever basketball player, even though he's only been playing in the NBA for 2 years, he is no guarantee to play for the Boomers unless Basketball Australia gets their act together.
We need him.
It's the Rush Hour with MG.
We need all of them.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Shane Hill will join us next to break that story down for us.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, in about 10 minutes' time, you have to answer the question that all West Tigers fans are deliberating over. Who should play in the number 6, Benji Marshall or Josh Reynolds?
Yeah, well, I noted Joshy Reynolds' comments today that he wants that number 6 jersey off Benji, and I also noted that Madge McGuire is going to give them both equal opportunity to get it, so it's an enthralling battle.
MG will answer that question in 10 minutes' time. But, MG, there's a story in the Daily Telegraph today from a friend of the show, Matt Logue, discussing comments by Patty Mills, Aussie superstar playing for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA at the moment, essentially calling out Basketball Australia that they need to lift their game.
Yeah, it was for someone like Patty Mills to voice his concerns, who has been a mainstay of the NBA over the last 7 or 8 years, I think when he speaks, we should listen.
Absolutely, and we want to listen to another man's thoughts on the matter as well. We welcome in former Sydney King, all-round basketball legend in this country, Shane Hill. Shane, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. Nice to be on.
Shane, have you read Patty Mills' comments in the paper today in the media about Basketball Australia needing to lift its game from a national perspective if it's going to facilitate players like Ben Simmons in the Boomers moving forward?
Yeah, I did read it, and I had heard there was some rumblings after the last campaign as well. But interesting to sort of, it'd be more interesting to know the exact details of what Patty's talking about. You know, if they're not related financially, then what's stopping Basketball Australia from being able to keep those guys happy?
Yeah, good point. I suppose it's, you know, now that we look at our NBA players abroad from Australia, and I was just having a quick chat to Liam before we got you on, and we didn't know the answer to this question, but outside of Americans, we'd be up in there maybe in the top 3 or 4 nations to have players playing in the NBA. So we've come a long way since the Maverick, which was Luke Longley back in 91.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I think we're actually up in the top couple now for the most NBA players for a nation. So I remember back in 96 when we finished fourth, we were playing against a whole lot of countries that had NBA players. But we were still able to finish in the top 4, and you know, let's hope they can pull it together and give themselves a chance to win that first ever medal.
Well, we've got the Basketball World Cup happening later this year in August. It starts, and then the Tokyo Olympics next year. We're going to be fielding teams, lineups through a lot of this tournament made up of all NBA players. What is it? Patty made the point that you know, they don't play the national team for money, and I know you said you asked for specifics, but you would have seen the dream team setups at the tournaments you've played in. What is the difference between what Basketball Australia presents and then what Team USA, I guess, lives in, and what their setup at these sort of tournaments is?
Well, I mean, it'd be completely different. I mean, at the tournaments, you know, the Olympics that I went to, the dream team, they stayed out of the village and stayed on a boat and all the rest of it. They weren't amongst the other athletes. But I think another important talking point right here is that Basketball Australia haven't had a CEO for some time now. And so, like, they've got an interim CEO that came up from the Women's League that's holding down the fort for a period of time. Who's actually doing all of the negotiations right now in a critical time, you know, with these key players and trying to bring these guys together, and particularly with these big games playing against the Dream Team next year, when there's going to be sellouts of 60,000 people plus going to watch the Boomers play, and it just feels like we, Basketball Australia, don't really have somebody that's going to be there for long term.
Well, that's astonishing.
I wasn't aware of that.
We weren't aware of that before we spoke to you, and now that you're bringing that to the table, what is the process, Hammer? Who is in line for it? Who would you like to see as CEO?
I think now that we've got those key NBA players, guys like Ben Simmons, these guys, they could be our highest profile athletes at the moment on a world stage. So we've got to take advantage of it, and having key guys. You look at the key sports around Australia, and they are very, very exciting sort of executives that are experienced to be able to take their games to another level, and basketball certainly doesn't feel like it's got that right now.
It's a golden generation of talent, that is for absolute certainty in Australian basketball at the moment, and you're right, you need the management to make the most of it moving forward. Let's go to the local comp, Shane. We are approaching playoffs. The Sydney Kings currently sitting third on the NBL ladder. How do you like their chances heading into the playoffs?
Well, I pick Melbourne to win it. But I think Sydney's right there. I think they're a fair chance to make the grand final. Probably the most likely scenario is they're going to match up against the Perth Wildcats and potentially have to play against them on the road. But they've got the talent. I mean, Andrew Bogut has been a revelation. He's been able to put bums on seats both at home and away. They've got the experience and the know-how to be able to get it done. So it won't surprise me if they make the grand final.
Well, there you go. Shane Heal, who's doing doing an excellent job on the NBL coverage.
And he's gonna do a great job. He's gonna do a great job as CEO as well.
Shane Heal, we appreciate your time, and you have the endorsement of Mark Geyer if you ever want to run for the boss of Basketball Australia.
Good on you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Shane Heal there. MJ, I will never forget his toe-to-toe
Charles Barkley.
With Charles Barkley. It was the Australian basketball equivalent of your running with Wally Lewis.
It kind of was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Next time we have him on, I've been looking for an opportunity on this show to play a bit of MC Hammer. Can't touch this. So, because we call him Hammer,
all right.
Next time we have him on, I want the intro was, can't touch this.
Okay.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. Up next, West Tigers fans.
It's Hammer time.
Get ready, because Mark Geyer is about to tell you who should wear your number 6.
Ooh.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, busy show today. And it keeps on rolling tomorrow and Friday this week.
Yeah, got a massive couple of days looming, which is makes me, the Mountain Man, very excited.
Former Wallaby and all-round legend Drew Mitchell will join us tomorrow. Want to see how the Waratahs are shaping up ahead of their season opener at Brookie this weekend. And the man, as we said, we still wish he was padding up at number 3, but at least he's a coach now for the Australian Test side.
The punter.
Ricky Ponting will join us tomorrow on the show. MG, it's time to talk West Tigers. Their captain, speaking of which, Moses Mbai, will join us on the show on Friday. But the West Tigers 5'8" question. Yeah. In one corner, you've got the man who wound back the clock last season, Benji Marshall. And in the other is Josh Reynolds, whose 2018 was completely ruined by injury.
Yeah.
Who gets the number 6?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's a really healthy competition that Josh Reynolds openly says he wants Benji's spot, because that'll make Benji even more inspired to keep the spot, which is fantastic for their team. Really.
He's only 33, Benji Marshall.
Oh, yeah, he's got some really good footy in him. Look, Moses Mbai will start at fullback, obviously. Halfback will be Brooks. Farrell will be hooker. I think Benji probably will start at number 6 with Josh Reynolds. He is an ideal utility player, but do you want to pay $800,000 for a utility? Probably not. But he can play hooker. He can play halfback. He can play 5'8". He can play lock at a pinch. He can play centre. And Benji really can't play all that many positions now. He can probably play 5'8", and that's it. It's a hard one for Magic Maguire, but it's actually a good one for Magic Maguire to have. And Magic Maguire is obviously their biggest off-season buy. Things are changing. Already he's changed the fact that there's no longer 5 captains. He's made one man responsible for the on-field happenings, and that's Moses Mbai. I like that. They come 9th last year with a spirited last few rounds, which gets their supporters happy and confident. So there's no reason they can't make the 8. I won't tell you where I think they'll come yet, because I'll be doing that later, closer to the comp. But I think somewhere around where they finished last year, maybe a step closer to the finals, will make a successful year for the Tigers.
Ivan Cleary handed the reins of this team to Luke Brooks very publicly at the beginning of last season. is do you think Madge McGuire reinforces that, has been reinforcing that?
He has to. He has to, because he played out of his skin last year, because he played
with the Daly M halfback of the year.
And you know what, Liam, he seemed to play with any hindrance. There was no second-guessing himself. He just went straight in the field, and he ran the ball, and that's what every good halfback should do.
So with that in mind, given that Luke Brooks is still the main man of this team, you think Benji Marshall is the best partner for him?
I think early on. Look, we can ask that question to Moses and Bai on Friday, but I think the way they finished and the way they finished with Benji at 5'8", I think he deserves first crack. I don't know what's been happening at training. I don't know how Josh Reynolds is probably jumping out of his skin knowing him. So, as I said, it's healthy competition that the Tigers fans should be really excited about.
All right, MG has declared Benji Marshall deserves first crack at it. We'll get the thoughts of Moses Mbai, as you said, Friday, MG, on the show. Ricky Ponting, Drew Mitchell on the show tomorrow. MG, we are out of time.
Have a safe night. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.